We are on. Let's say our pledges. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct in this devotional, that we might get something out of it, and we can use it for our own lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can be seated. There's a number of people in the Bible whose name is Joash, but the Bible, we need to realize who they are and what they are and why they're there. Joash was kind of a common name back in the Old Testament times. We're going to be looking at 2 Kings chapter 11. In verse 1 through 3, we see the queen killing all of the king's seed. Back in the days of the Old Testament, people were very cruel. If a king would die, they would kill all of his sons. They would come in and they would just wipe out all of his children because they did not want his children to become heirs to the throne. And, you know, that would be like, especially the oldest son, you know, it'd be like Jesse and Trenton, you know, they would kill Jesse first because he was the oldest son, and then they would go after Trenton. And they would go from the oldest to the youngest, and they would just wipe everybody out so that they would not be an heir to the throne. But but this woman who was the wife of the high priest hid Joash. He was just a little baby, and she took him and she hid him so that they could not find him to kill him. And they thought that they had killed all of the boys or all of the sons of the king, but yet here we see that there was one left. And we're going to be looking at this Joash for just a little bit this morning. And I want to show you how God can use a person who is young. A person who is young. You don't have to be old to be used by God. God can use almost anybody at any age. Now, we see that she had him for 6 years while the evil queen ruled the kingdom and did the things which dishonored God. And it was when Joash turned 7 is where we're going to pick up the story today. Now, here's a little boy, 7 years old. I mean, that's not very old, is it? You know, 7 years old. What can a little 7-year-old do? You know, I mean, I look at our high school kids, and I'm wondering what they could do. Even though they're older than 7. But we need to realize that he's only 7 years old when where we're going to pick up this story today. The first thing was he was very young. In 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 21, it says, 7 years old was Josiah when he began to reign. You know, this little boy was only 7 years old when they made him king. Can you imagine being king of a country at the age of 7 years old? It reminds me of how God can use people no matter what their age is or no matter what their ability is. You know, many times we feel young people in the church and are too young to do things for God. You know, there's a lot of things that young people can do in the church. You know, they can, children make real good track hander outers. You know, some of the best people I know when door knocking are children. Go door knocking and give out tracks and stuff. They make good, they help with to clean the church. They can help with junior church. And I just praise the Lord for the teenagers we have here that help with junior church. Susan and Serena, they do junior church on Sunday morning. I think it's just great. But the Bible says in Psalms 127:3, Lo, Children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. At 7 years old, a child, you know, doesn't know a whole lot, do they, as far as how to run a country or a kingdom. But God will use those who he wants to complete the job that he has for him. You know, many times we take our youth for granted. You know, many times we take teenagers and we take kids in the church for granted. There's a lot of things that they can help with, and we don't use them the way we should. We need to realize that if God places someone into a position, it does not matter what the age is. He's going to help to make sure that that what he has put that person into will get done. You know, the second thing is this. He did what was right. In 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him." This was a young man who was only 7 years old, yet he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. You know, children need to do that which is right in God's eyes. You know, you guys need to do what's right in God's eyes. We have far too many children doing things that they want instead of things that are right. You know, they want to wear their pants halfway down their legs. Girls wear pants and skirts that are so short that they shouldn't be wearing them. You know, dye your hair all kinds of different colors. You know what I mean? You look like a rainbow walking down the street. You know, they listen to music that they shouldn't be. They go on the websites that they shouldn't be going on. They talk to, they take nude photos of themselves and they send them on the internet. They bring shame to their parents and to those who have authority over them. You know, here we see a seven-year-old who was doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, when even adults could not do what was right in the sight of the Lord at that time. You know, his own stepmother was doing the things which should not be done. After all, she was the queen, and yet she had all of Joash's brothers and sisters killed. Now, she was his stepmom, but yet she had everyone killed, every one of them. You know, even when he got older, he had the temple repaired. The temple had been let go, and no one had done anything in the temple for many years. In fact, all the time that Joash was growing up, there was no priests in the temple, there was no working in the temple, there was no singing in the temple. Nothing was being in the temple done at all. And Joash, as he got older, the high priest instructed him what to do, and he repaired the temple. It'd be like us in here and how we repaired God's house after the fire and how we got everything done. But here he was. He was just a young boy, and yet he did the things that were right in the eyes of God. You know, we need to realize that as we grow up, we need to continue to do the things that are right in God's eyes. If we do that, God's going to take care of us, and he's going to take care of the things that we come in contact with and everything. Now, the third thing is this. He was instructed. In 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And Jehoash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days wherein Jehoiada the high priest instructed him." You know, a child needs to have instruction. You know, you guys, that's why you come to school. You need to learn the things that you're going to be taught. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 5, it says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." You know, in the society that we live in today, there's an awful lot of children who are not being instructed correctly how to grow up. And what I mean by that is that there's an awful lot of parents today that don't know how to raise children. In fact, there's an awful lot of parents today that don't want to raise their children, and so grandpa and grandma end up having to raise them. And what we need to realize is that as you get older, if you have the responsibility of having a child, it's your responsibility to raise that child. From the time it's born until the time it is out of the house, it's your responsibility. And there's an awful lot of teenagers today that are having children and trying to raise a child, and that's not the way it should be. But notice who instructed Joash. It was the high priest, or the man of God, who gave him all of his instruction. Now here we see that it was the preacher that gave Joash his instruction, told him how to do things. You know, we need our children to be taught from the man of God. We need to require our children to go to church, and how they need to take and respect the instruction of the man of God. You know, we may not understand everything the preacher preaches. However, the Holy Spirit will give you the instruction that he wants you to have. He'll give you enough knowledge of what I preach for you to get through the rest of your life. You know, last night we were talking about Revelation chapter 4, and we were talking about the throne room and the things that were in the throne room. And there's a lot of people that didn't understand everything that was going on in that throne room, but I tried to explain it the best I could so they knew what it was all about. And it was real interesting, but everybody got a lot out of what I taught. And that's what we need, is we need people to be in under God's word, especially teenagers, because then when you get older, it's ingrained in you and you know exactly what there is. You know, there was a young bus kid who used to come to church and Sunday school, and his mom and dad received Christ, and they started coming also, but then they moved away. And it was amazing. When I went to pick them up the first time, they told me they were living in one house. I went to that house, and they weren't there. And I see them running down the street, and they ran down the street. They were dirty. They smelled terrible. They were really, really down and out. Anyway, so we picked them up, brought them to Sunday school, brought them to church, and they all got saved. The kids got saved. And so one day, one of the boys came to me, and he goes, Pastor, can you go and talk to my mom and dad? I said, yeah, I can go talk to your mom and dad. And I went up there one Saturday and knocked on the door, and I heard a groan or moan, or I walked in. And there was Dad passed out on the couch, and Mom was sitting at the kitchen table with a needle in her arm. Now, that's what those kids were being raised under. They were being raised by a mom and dad who were drunks and drug addicts. And yet the kids wanted me to take and talk to their mom and dad about the Lord, because they thought that if I could talk to their mom and dad about the Lord, they had heard the instruction here in church of how to be saved and what God would do to your lives. And so I tried to talk to them, but they didn't understand the thing I said. So I went back the following Tuesday night, and they were sober and back in their right mind a little bit again. And so I talked to them, and I led both of them to the Lord, and they started coming to church the following Sunday. And it was amazing of how over a period of just a couple of weeks, the kids came in and they had clean clothes on. They smelled decent. Mom and Dad came in. He had got a haircut. And she looked really nice when they came to church and everything. And so I discipled them. And it was amazing what God was able to do through the instruction of the preacher. And what you need to realize is this, is that if you'll take and heed to the instruction of the preacher, things will go right. It was about a year later, I got a telephone call, and it was this guy, and he said, hey, I'm in jail. I got picked up for a warrant, outstanding warrant, and I have my initial hearing tomorrow morning. Is there any chance you could be at the initial hearing? I said, sure. So I went to the initial hearing with him. And it was a teleconference, and I was standing there, and the judge wanted to know who I was, and I told him. And he says, do you have anything to say? I said, yes, I do. I said, this guy has really changed his life in the last year. And I told the judge everything that he'd done. And this is what the judge said to me. He says, Pastor Storm, he says, if he is doing that well, I'm not going to put him back in jail. And he dismissed the case. And, I mean, he could have spent another 5 years in prison, but he didn't because of the instruction that he'd received from the man of God. We need to have our children learn and be instructed by those who love the Lord and will teach his way. You know, we need a new generation who do not follow what everyone else does, but will want to stand out in a crowd and say, I'm a Christian. You know, Joash was instructed as long as the man of God was living, but then he also became faithless. In 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 18 and 19, it says, and he said, take the arrows, and he took them, and he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground, and he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him, or upset, and said, thou should have smitten five or six times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice or three times. You know, if he would have taken those arrows and placed them on the ground four or five times, every time they would have went against Syria, they would have won. But he only did it three times because he didn't have faith that God could do what he said he would. And so he only struck the ground three times. And so here we see that they fought against Syria, and they won three times. And that was all they won. And they got the fourth time that Syria came, they were defeated. Yeah, we need to have faith to have victory. You know, no faith, no victory. Much faith, much victory. We need faith in order to overcome the obstacles which are set before us. You know, if you can have faith that God will take and take care of everything that he's promised he will, you're going to have victory in life. You know, I've had many preachers tell me that they wish they had as much faith as I do and of what God can do. And I know that God will be faithful in everything that we ask him for. He may not get it done in our time frame, but he will get it done in his. And we need to realize that we need to always trust in him. I always think of the song, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. And if we will just trust God to take care of our life and we obey what the Bible says, we're going to have a good life. You know, how many times are we like Joash and we only strike the ground three times when God had planned all along for us to strike it 10 or 15 times, and instead of seeing a great victory, we just see a small victory in our life. You know, we need to realize how powerful God is and how he wants us to be to put him first and trust him in everything that we do and say. And if we will do that, we're going to be just like Joash. You know, Joash was just a young boy, 7 years old, and he became king of Israel. And we need to realize that even though you might be young, even though you might not be able to do a whole lot, you're still able to be used by God to do what he wants you to do in your life. And if we'll take and we'll do that, I guarantee that God is going to take care of us just like he did Joash. Joash reigned in Israel for 70 years. He was 77 years old when he died. But for 70 years, he reigned in Israel. We need to realize that because he had that long of a kingdom, that God was with him the whole time. And the reason he was because he listened to good instruction. And he did what was right in the eyes of God. And if we'll do that, I guarantee that God is going to take and take care of everything that we do and say. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for everybody who's here. I pray now that you'll guide and direct us. Help us to get something out of this devotional today that we can use in our own lives. We just love you so much. We thank you for what you've done for us. I pray now that you'll be with us, guide us, and direct us. We go through the day, and we give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we got a lot to do today, and get everything done. If you need help with math, if you need help with physical science, Caleb, see me, and we're going to get that done right away. All right, you guys are dismissed. Thanks, Dana.